This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, buddy, it is hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Little sports hodgepodge coming up at 6:20. Time now for Woolchuck with the latest baseball news. And we have some on Dak developing in the headlines?
Yeah, we do. A couple of NFL notes. We'll start with Dak Prescott. This is from our buddy Michael Gelkin of the Morning News. But apparently Dak filed a lawsuit today in Collin County. He's accusing a woman of making a false sexual assault allegation in an attempt to extort $100 million from him, his lawyer announced. According to the lawsuit, incident occurred back in early 2017. So there is a statement from Dak's lawyer saying, as a new father to a baby girl, he has great empathy for survivors of sexual assault. He believes that all perpetrators of such crimes should be punished to the fullest extent of the law, but to be clear, Mr. Prescott has never engaged in any non-consensual sexual conduct with anyone. Lies hurt, especially malicious lies. We will not allow the defendant and her legal team to profit from this attempt to extort millions from Mr. Prescott.
So they're suing her ass back?
Yep.
I love it. Does she got dough?
I have no idea.
Probably no.
Probably not if she was trying to get it from him. But good for Dak, man. Stand up for yourself.
I publicly shame her. Like Xerxes in Game of Thrones.
That's his second year in the league, right? 17?
Yeah, it was his second year. So that was probably, yeah. I mean, he was probably thinking, man, I don't really have this money right now. But, so we'll see how that unfolds. But that's the latest on that.
Nobody hate me, but I got a win!
Who would have thought the only Cowboy story of the day? It's Dak suing somebody. It's nothing free agency regard. Cowboys.
Dawson, you got me.
There's the new TV star on ESPN.
You got me. This guy, Mel Kiper, is having to deal with, like, it looks like.
Daniel Dobbs not bad.
Is this guy, like, constantly on ESPN News?
Yeah. He's been there for several years. He used to work with Matthew Berry as a fantasy football guy, but he started the last year or two, he's been doing more and more shows.
Good for him.
So, but he is always just very casual. I mean, that's his thing. So,
I mean, honestly, what's the reason why we have Ian Rappaport and Pelissero and all these guys and they're wearing suits?
It's a good question.
I mean, we're just,
sometimes they don't, but because it's like would free we care agent the, frenzy show today.
Yeah, that's why they all wore a hoodie. We wouldn't.
Sometimes they do. That Pelissero, he'll wear a hoodie with a jacket.
He should.
It's a weird look, by the way. Dude, hoodie with the sport coat.
Wear whatever makes you comfortable.
Really? I like some of those.
I think it's sharp, man. I think big man Andrew Whitworth. Former stud, he pulls off. That's his go-to look. That's sort of his patented move.
It's about as bad as your croissant take.
You need one of those like T-shirt hoodies, though. That's what pulls that off. You know, it's more like it's a much thinner material.
That's kind of like you're confused. Like you like reached for a shirt, but I grabbed a hoodie, so I'm just going to continue. But I got to put a jacket over the top of it.
Well, I mean, you're doing the long sleeve shirt with the vest. Yeah, you're kind of. You know what would is the vest is the vest just for swag? It's not really to keep you warmer necessarily.
No, the vest is to keep you warm, but the problem is with the vest. If you're a bigger guy and you wear the vest, you're not like if you wear a jacket, you bake. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I wear a vest.
Hot.
It's not as hot, but I still just wear the vest with the long sleeve shirt.
I think it looks good.
No, why did you bring it up?
I think both.
Well, because I think it's like you wear a short sleeve shirt and then you put your vest on over it. So you're playing the game of it's short sleeve weather, but all of a sudden I got a vest on as well. Is it cold outside? I don't know.
I'm playing the game of walking outside in the morning like you were talking about.
A little chilly in the morning.
And you could lose the vest.
Yeah, it can be a real pain in the butt here in Texas. Yeah. You never know. One minute it's too cold, next minute it's too hot. It's very, very difficult.
Oh, it's about
to
get really hot. Get ready.
Yeah. And then the last thing here before we move back to baseball, Austin Ekeler is signing with the Commandos. 2-year deal worth up to $11.43 million. Actually, pretty affordable contract there for the Commandos to get Austin Ekeler.
Okay, let me be honest here. I don't think the Commanders have signed anybody worth a damn.
I agree.
I think they.
I thought you loved Dorrance Armstrong.
You know what? Dorrance
Armstrong. But you like Dorrance Armstrong on a rookie, no money contract.
You know what? They don't have any pass rushers over there. I get it. I am not. Everything they have $90 million to spend over there. Everybody they've signed, I've kind of gone,
you know,
okay.
I thought you loved the Zach Ertz signing.
Oh, with a passion. Yeah. It's awful. You shouldn't be scared what they're doing over there right now.
No, I think what kind of makes it make sense is because they haven't drafted well, and the good players they had drafted, they traded at the deadline this time around. There's a salary cap, but there's also a salary floor. And I think in year one here of this build with everything new, they have to spend a certain amount of money. So they're snatching up free agents trying to get to that floor, which I think is 90% of the cap. Well, and as a result, they're going to have a bunch of jobbers on their team until they can rebuild it with talent.
Let me tell you this. Frankie Louvu was a good signing for them. The rest of them, I agree with you, though.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you this. This is probably going to bite me in the rear. I hope they draft Drake May now. I hope they do.
Yeah, because
I don't think he's
good.
I don't think he's as good as other. It would scare me if they draft one of the other quarterbacks. They draft Drake May. Have at it, Commanders. You know? You're right. Frankie Louvu. Good player. But the other ones, they've spent a lot of money on a lot of,
Yeah, I think they overpaid for Biotish, for Armstrong. The Ekeler one, you know, we'll see. Certainly the Zach Ertz signing was terrible. But yeah, Frankie Louvu is the only one I look at, and I'm like, okay, that was a good player.
I saw Chris Sims had Drake May as the sixth best quarterback in the draft.
See, now that scares me a little bit.
Hey, dude, you should be running and loving that right now. It's fantastic for... You were ahead of them.
I don't want them to get Jaden Daniels or somebody like that that could run around and make plays. Yeah, I want a guy that, you know, doesn't beat top 25 teams and throws interceptions. That's what I want.
That's what they said about Pat Mahomes coming out of the draft too, right? 5-7, 5-7, 5-7.
But
brought us all right through that with his evaluation. It was QB1 in that draft.
Of course.
Did they have any kind of defensive player at Tech? And I'm sorry if you're a defensive player.
No, but let's not act like North Carolina's littered with talent either. I hear you.
How many players have you watched in North Carolina, though, that you've really liked in this draft?
I do like Cedric Gray a lot, who is a defensive player.
How about the receiver, Walker?
Tez Walker, he's okay.
Okay.
He's a little mid for me. But 2 years ago, Josh Downs was really good.
Yeah, they've got some decent players.
I like Josh Downs. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the Rangers. 15-5. They are offensively crushing it today against the Angels, and some of the big guns have really stepped up. Of course, Wyatt Langford doing his thing. 2-for-4, scored 4 runs today. Also a walk, 1 RBI. Another great day for Evan Carter as well. Evan Carter's 2-for-3, couple of runs. Ezekiel Duran's hit a home run today, and Nathan Eovaldi got the start. 5 Ks across 4 2/3. Did give up 4 runs on 4 hits, though. Did have 4 walks. I think the walks were the issue today for Evo. But overall, the bats have been absolutely fantastic. Kisner got into it with an RBI double. And I think you got to continue to see Davis Wenzel, RBI single. Blaine Trim had a double. Blaine Trim's another guy. If indeed Nathaniel Lowe's injury extends deeper into the season, that's a true first baseman right there, Blaine Trim. But I'm sure they'd probably start him in the minors. But hell of a day offensively for your Texas Rangers.
I like Trent Krim better myself.
Trent Krim?
Yeah.
What was his paper?
The Independent.
I could never. Trent Krim, The Independent.
The Independent.
Yeah.
Gosh, Independent.
That's amazing. And then we got a new top 100 that came out today from ESPN. They've got ranking baseball's top 100 players.
How are we
and
doing?
The Rangers.
Ooh, how many Rangers are in the top 100?
Solid on this, but definitely not as good as the Astros. In fact, Corey Seager, no surprise, he is your highest Ranger.
Or yes.
Do you think he was?
I would
two.
Get, I mean, like 5?
Close.
4. 3.
6.
Damn.
He was six. Marcus Simeon was 24.
There's five players better than him?
Yeah, let me tell you if you think these five are better. Freddie Freeman.
No.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Mookie Betts.
Nope.
I would disagree. Juan Soto.
Nope.
Aaron Judge.
Nope.
And Ronald Acuña Jr.
No.
I'm with you on all those, Broadus. No, I don't know what these guys are talking about.
This ESPN list is...
ESPN has gone away from their baseball coverage. They don't know what they're looking at.
They're hiring dudes with bad sweaters and T-shirts and beards. They've gone completely
rogue. They punted on their baseball coverage entirely.
They don't know what's going on.
I got us with seven players in the top 100 now, nine by the end of the year. We'll
check. I think Evan Carter is definitely going to be in the top 100. The one guy that I think got snubbed here, because they did put Jordan Montgomery in the top 100, even though he's currently, of course, not a Ranger, and we don't know if he will be.
Nasty?
But they didn't have Nathan Eovaldi in the top 100.
Oh, come on.
I don't know how you don't have Nathan Eovaldi. Like, you had Jordan Montgomery.
He should be number two.
At 63. But you didn't put Nathan Eovaldi.
Big fail by ESPN. See, they're going to give you credit for being a postseason god if your name is Jordan Montgomery, but not Corey Seager. At least be consistent, bros.
They did actually sneak even Evan Carter in here at 92. So I'll give them that.
Wow, but no Nasty Nate.
But no Nasty Nate.
I mean, come on. This dude is getting out of historical, ridiculous jams in the highest moments. And the biggest games. Like, are you kidding me? Did anybody else there get a postseason curtain call at any moment? Can you go down the 100 guys on that list? Tell me one that had that type of moment that Eovaldi had. Yeah, we waiting around till next season.
Yeah, dear ESPN, credibility called. It misses you.
Yeah, Nathan Eovaldi was like the most outrageous. What the hell are we doing?
Who can we blame? Is this Buster Olney?
No, it wasn't Buster.
It's not Tim Kirch.
I think
intern.
Yeah, Buster was part of this. Chef Passan, Buster Olney, Dave Schoenfield, Rogers, Brad Doolittle, and Aiden
Gonzalez. That's a perfect name for them.
Brad Doolittle. Wasn't it? They were all out. This is John Smoltz list, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, brought to you by Smoltz.
Yeah, one of the biggest snubs, though, certainly Nathan Eovaldi not being on here. But I do trust a lot of those baseball brains.
Do they still have DeGrom, like, in the top?
Well, all right, I won't get any of them on the show then for us this year if you want to have that attitude.
What, these baseball dudes? Brian.
There we go. I was waiting for Ornery Wolchuk to make an appearance. He's finally here, boys.
Brought us over here. You know, just screw Buster Olney. Believe him. He's an idiot. He doesn't know anything.
These guys don't listen. We'll fire shots at him all season, still have him on pretend like the best
friends. Won't care. They won't care. I was ripping Dave the other week. I mean, nice guy, but I think he might have a little bit of Mariners Astros homer to him. He does live in Seattle.
Let's make sure we get him on.
No, I'm not asking for anybody to come on. You can ask about 10-minute questions to him. Then we'll see.
You know what? At least I ask questions that are legitimate.
Do you?
I do. I'm really good at this, if you ever noticed.
I do. I think you're amazing.
I think you're amazing, too.
I know. I love
it. Who asks the least legitimate questions?
Dawson, of course.
No, just between you and Broadus. Obviously, Dawson's the one.
Oh, probably me.
Yeah.
Now over to Lucius Alexander. Hey, back in the Pimp Cup.
Have you guys heard of... this breakout series that they're doing now for spring training. It actually sounds pretty badass. And we're going to get some pretty epic matchups. In fact, MLB.com ranked the 10 best player matchups that we're going to see at this spring breakout. And it's cool that Major League Baseball is doing this because I don't think they showcase some of their stars, but they are showcasing them here, some of the young guns. Jackson Holliday, we're going to get against Paul Skeens, which will be fun. Yeah. We're going to get Colson Montgomery, the shortstop for the White Sox, against Cade Horton, who's one of the top right-handed pitching prospects. We'll also have Harry Ford, who's one of the catchers, against Ethan Salas. That's going to be fun. Walker Jenkins, who the Rangers were linked to for a long time during the draft. Walker. He's an outfielder against Carson Williams. And then Dylan Cruz, LSU's own, against Jet Williams, which is an outstanding name. Who is a shortstop as well. These are some of the players that are going to be part of it. Jordan Waller of Jesuit, of course, for the Arizona Diamondbacks, who's already been sent down. He's going to be playing in this. So I think this is one good thing that Major League Baseball has done, outside of the rule changes, which I think have been very, very positive. But this spring series, this should be fun for all of some of the best young players in all of Major League Baseball, so we can get a little taste for the future of the sport.
Yeah, it's always fun, especially when your team has a couple of guys in the mix here.
Yeah.
Which is what we get to appreciate.
Rangers have several. Now, who has been the standout Ranger so far in spring training? I think, obviously, a lot of people would go with Wyatt Langford, without question. He's been a beast. But I do think my guy might be Mr. Church, who you brought up earlier, Gavin.
Yeah.
Who I think, I was asking Jared about this during the weekend. I was like, What do we think about Church? Like, can he make the big league club? Because this dude, it seems like, has just been absolutely crushing it. He said, yeah, he expects Church to end up being part of the opening day roster. And yeah. I think, you know, this is a team that's desperate for relief pitching. They need him. And I think that he's going to step up in a big way. But the Athletic actually goes with Justin Foscue as the Rangers' best player so far in the spring. And he has been very, very consistent overall.
That guy's a beast, man. I'd be excited to have him on the big league club in any way. I think Mark Church is a no-brainer as long as these next 2 weeks go smoothly. You need bullpen help so much. And I think he just had a hell of an offseason. He's ready to take a big step up in his career. His numbers were pretty good in AAA last year. They've been unbelievably awesome so far in spring training. Now, on this guy on ESPN News that Brian and I have been taking note of all day.
Is his hair green?
Bro has a lip ring and a nose ring.
Yeah, he does.
And he is hosting. He's not the expert they go into his man cave from home giving you fantasy tips. He is the main guy anchoring the show. It's a different era at ESPN.
817 says,
it's the emo era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel Dopp is fantasy football guy, extremely famous, you old crogies.
Sure.
Sure.
According to the 817.
Yeah. Hey.
It's Fogey.
Fogey.
It's a Fogey.
Get the damn thing straight.
Get it right.
I was concerned.
Have fun buying your first home by the time you're 60.
Oh,
Gen Z.
Gosh.
We have stop by Starbucks and avocado toast. There you may be able to buy a house.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy those experiences that you spend all your money on.
Avocado toast?
Yeah, it's avocado toast and the coffee.
Another linebacker off the board and going to South Beach to the Dolphins. Jordan Brooks, Texas Tech zone, has agreed to terms with the Dolphins on a three-year, $30 million deal.
That's okay.
Brooks, huh?
It's okay.
What's the guarantee on that? Do we see?
Just three years, $30 million. We don't have any guaranteed yet, but that's $10 million a year. They also signed Anthony Walker from the Browns, so two new linebackers there in Miami.
Thanks, Wooly Bully.
My pleasure, bro.
Everything good?
I'm okay.
Get those guests lined up. Let's go.
No, I'm not going to get them lined up anymore.
Why not?
No more guests for you.
Why not?
So you apologize to Buster. I took that person.
Buster's
Did you? My guy. I love Buster. The rest of them can go bleep themselves, but don't you come after Buster.
Yeah, stop watchdogging his guests, man. He's just some great Rangers guests. You're sitting over here watchdogging
Ryan, damn.
I'm just saying.
There's a city in Texas named after him, too. Put some damn respect on his name.
I'm doing my best, guys. I really am.
We appreciate that. We know you're trying your hardest.
Stop, you boomers.
Dude's got green hair.
He does look like he's got a tinted
green. If you're telling me you trust your fantasy football advice to a guy with green hair, hey, congratulations to you.
Let's throw it on the payoff board, man. Okay. A little,
green hair?
Fantasy green hair payoff.
You got to dye your hair green.
That ain't happening, bro. I'd rather get drunk every day than to do the green hair.
Oh, I would, too. We're talking about payoffs here,
How about if I have to dress up like the dude?
Yours is kind of bluish already, though, brother.
It's silver.
But in the light, though.
Okay, what if you did once? You kept one side the same, but the other side's blue. So you went silver and blue, like for the Cowboys.
Ooh.
I'd be kind of lit on a football Friday.
Yeah, I'd be a bet payoff.
Yeah, yeah, like doing
a
game.
I like the idea of a star tattooed on the top of his dome
Post
right there
Malone
on the scalp.
Style? Yeah.
Post it, yeah, okay.
Or maybe on
that
the side
dude looks
of your
like
head.
Post Malone a little bit.
He does.
That ESPN dude.
All right, we got to run. As much fun as that topic line might continue to be. Sports hodgepodge coming up next, Chief. Where are we heading?
Okay.
Seven yet?
I want to know who's picking the boomer. We will monitor Walchuk's. He's a little bit frustrated.
I'm sorry.
Right
I'm just
now.
Like, I'm freaking running on fumes here. I love you.
Do you have
all.
A read you have to do?
I think I'm done with those for the day. I only had one. I lost my other two endorsements because I suck.
We have a.
You
don't suck
it,
that
me.
Bad. We have a giant running back beef as well we need to address next year in the nation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a terrific day. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by Soda. That's state-of-the-art. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Time now for a sports hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
Already got a food question for you, thanks to Reggie, who's throwing some heat in the bullpen right now. But it looks like, according to Diana Russini of The Athletic, the linebacker that we were all hoping would be a Dallas Cowboy, Azeez Al-Shaair, formerly of the Niners, most recently of the Titans, is expected to sign with the Texans because, he gets to reunite with D'Amico Ryans, who was the defensive coordinator in San Francisco a couple of years ago. So he will be playing in the great state of Texas, but it will not be for the Dallas Cowboys. Saquon Barkley's an Eagle, and Tiki Barber says, "You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck, you're dead to me," which seems a bit like, okay, you've gone too far here. Well, Saquon Barkley has tagged Tiki Barber in a tweet, and he has responded, "LOL, yep, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team, .. I got the deal I wanted, secured more money, I guess, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs." And he also has said to Tiki Barber, "You've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the quote-unquote dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me."
Yeah, I could see why, you know, he would say something back like that. I think it's weird, and Tiki comes off a little bit too much like a fan.
A rabid, crazy, insane fan.
Yeah.
Wow, Tiki Barber. By the way, you made the joke about millennials. Good luck buying your house in 60 years.
Yeah.
According to a new report from Zillow, Dallas residents must make an average of $122,000 to afford a mortgage in the year 2024.
Yeah.
So you might be onto something there.
It's tough. You know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, this housing market was still just beautiful. You could get a single family residence for under $200,000. You know, but it is just exploded. And I do feel bad. You know, they were making fun of us for being old, so I just threw a shot back. I didn't mean it. I think, you know, our economy is in a really weird spot if young professionals can't afford to buy homes anymore. You know, that has been like the core of somebody's retirement plan for the last 100 years in America is buy a home, let it appreciate. Now you can't even get in.
Kind of feel like that young Americans don't want homes. Like they're into more the, you know, more of the condos and more of the apartment living and things like that. I mean, I understand having a home is a great thing.
But condo, you still got to own it.
Yeah, but the thing about it is,
I got a mortgage.
Everybody's like kind of downsizing their lives.
I hear you on that.
Because that's all they can afford.
No, could be. When you talk to people, you know, about like young kids, like, you ask them, like, hey, what do you plan on getting a house on? No, I'll get this place over. They would rather have two smaller like condo places, like a lake and another place in the city. Mm. You know, they would rather have multiple residencies.
That does sound kind of nice.
Than having one big home.
Better work 8 jobs if you want multiple residencies, Gen Z.
Yeah.
Or stop buying those iPhones.
Yeah. I mean, it's we graduated.
And the avocado toast.
And the avocado toast. Yeah, save your money.
They figured out, though, all this social media stuff, the way they work it, man. A lot of these kids make a lot of money doing that, you know, putting that stuff out there.
Well, Reggie just walked in here, and he's eating, of course, the deliciousness that is Whataburger.
Love Whataburger.
And Broadus just got the Whataburger Cholula, right?
Yeah, it's ketchup with the Cholula sauce in it, and I asked Reggie for a fry, and he said he punished those first.
He says, "I always eat the fries first because they only have about a 10 or 15-minute lifespan."
Right.
Is that how?
You got to get the onion rings.
Okay, the onion
exactly
rings.
Right,
they have
that.
More staying power?
Yeah.
The onion ring
they
does?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're doing French fries, are you eating them all? Is that are you eating all the fries before you start dipping into that burger or the chicken tendies?
The fries don't even make it out of the car.
Yeah.
Reaching into the bag. I'm the guy that Lucius hates to, like, be careful out there. I'm reaching into the bag.
Slamming on your brakes.
And eating fries as I'm driving.
Yeah, it's immediate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially the waffle fries from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I think it's
the one curly fries from Arby's is another punisher.
Really?
Yeah.
I think all fries, we understand that it's kind of like take it right now, fresh and hot. Otherwise, it's not going to end up being very good. Yeah. So I have adopted that too, where I, especially from a fast food standpoint, I'm eating all the fries at once. If I'm sitting down, like it, like when we went to Chili's in Surprise and I got the burger and fries, I'm sitting there and I'm kind of going, you know, bite for bite a little bit. Here's some fries, here's some burger, here's some fries. But for a fast food situation, I kind of end up doing the same thing. I just crush all the fries first, and then I start getting to the burger.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I guess we're all similar there. Reggie's doing the same thing that we are.
Hey, Lucius, I got a new onion ring recipe, too.
Let's make it happen.
Try out.
Let's make it happen. Bet you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys, have we made our picks? Have we made our official picks on Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson?
Tyson.
We haven't. My cousin hit me up big time over the weekend. He wants to come down and go to the fight. And I was like, man, I don't know who's going to win. I hope we don't see Tyson lose to Jake Paul because I do have respect for him. He's a bigger guy with some experience and youth on his side. I can't pick against Tyson, but the last time he got in there, it was ugly. I'm not sure. I hope Tyson wins. I hope Tyson floors him. But I just, man.
I'm picking my past is what I'm doing.
He was so old and slow.
Like when I was young, he was young. That's what I'm doing. I'm picking my path.
So you're going Tyson.
Yeah, just because he's old.
Just because you want the old guy to win.
Yes.
Not because you necessarily think he's going to.
Yes, because I watched him in the 80s, like fighting people and stuff like that.
So I mean,
like,
I have no way to know for sure, but I just feel like I'm going to lean towards the professional who's like been the greatest at this at one point. You know, like I think I'm going to lean Mike Tyson here. I understand he's 60 years old. And that's what Dana White said when he was asked about it. He's like, dude, Mike's 60. He doesn't need to be doing this. But, I mean, what do you, Walchuk and Lucius?
I don't think Jake Paul can handle Mike's power.
Right.
But I don't know the rules of this game yet. What kind of gloves are we using? Is there headgear? Like, I need to know how long are the rounds? I need to know all this before I make a full decision. I don't want to see Mike go down whatsoever. And if I think Mike goes down like in a knockout type of situation, which Jake Paul, he can fight, but I don't know if he's got that type of power to put Mike down.
Yeah, like that's the
thing.
Does
Jake Paul fight in headgears?
No, he doesn't.
Right, but I've never seen it.
And I don't think so. 60. I would guess this is probably not going to have headgear, but again, we don't know.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
Well, it's maybe they'll have to have headgear to make it okay to
fight. Because he's 60.
Yeah, they don't want to kill the guy, right?
I mean, I'm hopeful for Mike.
I don't know.
Because I agree with you, Lucius. Like, that power is something.
That power is different, bro.
Different.
This big man buckled to their knees on, you know, dealing with Mike.
I think the Cowboys will put out the credentials for media on stuff like that. We all need to get media credentials, right?
I think so, 100%.
The Cowboys put that stuff out. They're saying, hey, if you want to attend, and we'll, like, all should put in.
I'm
like,
down.
Yes, we're in.
But the Jake Paul thing, like, he now deserves respect. Like, he's no longer a joke and a gimmick. Jake Paul can actually box, and he's boxed like legit boxers now and won.
But he lost to Fury, right? And like the worst version of Fury.
He lost to Tommy Fury, and I think he's won two since, including a knockout over a pro boxer just 2 weeks ago.
You kind of feel like he's carrying the mantle of boxing right now, though. He's getting people interested in it still. I mean, is that?
He is doing a good job with that.
Is that?
So if he gets knocked out by Tyson, will we still be interested in a Jake Paul fight after that?
Once he loses, I don't know. I mean, I guess he found a way, though, after the Fury fight to still be okay, and he lost. So,
and you expect him to lose to Tyson. It's Tyson.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
I think he probably can survive. I don't think he loses his luster.
I will be standing up yelling for Tyson with my media credential.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for Mike Tyson.
Probably cheering. I think you're not supposed to cheer. I will cheer.
Watch. I know. Like, do you really want to be credentialed at this, or do you want to go as a fan? You don't want to have to be professional there.
I'd like to have the credentials so I could go to the afterwards when they're talking to the dudes.
Yes, the presser.
That's what you guys do. You go into like when they're sitting up at the podium and you're like, and you're there and you're getting audio and you're kind of like going, oh, this is cool. This will be good for our show this week.
Are you
going
to ask Tyson a question?
Wait a minute. What is going on in his fan text? Jake gets to wear headgear and tag his brother if needed. This better be fake, bro.
That can't be true.
That'd be funny, but that's fake.
Two people are saying headgear in back-to-back text, though.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we won't get an ear-biting situation. That's disappointing.
That's why you wanted the headgear?
Jake Paul's like, I have to have ear protection.
Lucius is right about the size of the gloves, though, too.
Yeah.
You know what,
18-ounce gloves and headgear for Paul. That's a bunch of bull.
Yeah. I want to see Paul go down.
I was going to say, we're all rooting for Mike Tyson to KO.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
And it's unanimous here. We're 5-for-5. And I believe Carter has already told me as well he's picking Tyson. So The G-Bag Nation is 6-for-6, unanimous. Yeah. Mike Tyson's going to win this thing, despite the fact that we've seen him walking with a cane in the last couple of years.
We all picked the Dallas guy last time, though, didn't we? When we were in
Spence. Ew.
That was a different time, brought us.
Yeah. I know, but we were all like riding that train, and we were
Hey, listen, look.
We were doing it for the city, man. Yeah.
If Tyson goes down, or if it goes the distance, and there's like a draw, and we can do a part two, it's all rigged. It's 100%. All rigged. It's all rigged.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in my opinion.
So much of it has to be about, like, what's the mentality of Tyson coming into this? Is he coming in to just have some fun and collect some money, or is he coming in to really, really dominate this dude?
I think he will. Okay. I mean, he stalked Roy Jones for 8 rounds, you know, when they fought 3 or 4 years ago. That was a Mike Tyson who was thinking very aggressive, and Roy Jones wasn't. But whenever he got to him, he did not have the quickness, you know, to make an older man in Roy Jones, who was like 51, pay. You know, it was like big shot hug. Now I'm going to get back to trying to follow you around the ring. Everything slows down so much. Brian knows. I know.
Yeah.
You know what it is like to be significantly older.
You you slow. You do. You get slow. Yeah.
So one British heavyweight boxer has said that he claims that he's got inside information that they're going to use 18-ounce gloves and headgear.
Okay.
He's also called the bout a joke.
Yeah.
So nothing's official. Might just mandate, because of Tyson's age,
I think they'd have to,
that he has to wear headgear. But Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. were both supposed to, and they both said, we're not doing that. So I don't know. I mean, it could be a Mike Tyson thing saying, bleep you, I'm not wearing headgear.
And if I'm Jake Paul, I say, bleep you, I'm not wearing headgear, because that destroys my credibility. I need to go in here against Tyson without headgear to prove what I'm saying. Hey, I'm becoming a real boxer.
Yeah, because then it's just basically like a sparring match that
we're
putting on pay-per-view.
Yes, a sparring match. That's what it is.
Yeah. For life, you're going to say, I got in the ring with Mike Tyson. And people are going to laugh at you and say, bro, you wore headgear.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, then get knocked out, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got knocked out by Mike Tyson is a 100 times better story than I fought Mike Tyson with headgear.
Yeah.
I did a glorified sparring match. Yeah, we don't want any of that. So hopefully this thing is the real deal, and we'll obviously get more details on it, but I did want to just kind of confirm where we were standing here, because I do think, like, Bobby this morning was talking about how Jake Paul's, like, winning this thing. I believe there might be a show bet going on with Sean and RJ and Bobby there.
Good luck.
I wonder if he's ever even watched Jake Paul fight.
Bob?
Yeah, I think he's talking out of his rear.
Do you think you watch more boxing than him?
Yeah, Bobby didn't go to Vegas last year and watch some fights. That was you and Lucius, man. We are the boxing show of
record. I want to see Bobby carrying the belt. Swaying around.
If Bobby, maybe we make this such a big deal, like Bobby ends up walking out with Jake Paul.
Yes,
that'd be pretty awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Bobby with the belt, like, swaying.
Let's get Bobby
along.
Built up for this.
Pre-fight chest bump with Jake before he goes into the ring.
Got his, like, his hoodie on.
God. He'd probably be wearing a Dak jersey.
That would.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Hey, I do like the fact that this is on Netflix. You don't have to pay for it. Like, if you already have a Netflix account.
Oh, that's right.
It should be a good idea for more boxing to come to Netflix, in my opinion. How about that?
There you go.
It's a good platform. You can pick up some regulars, you know?
Lucius, you're in. You're going with us, right? We're all going together.
I mean, if I can get in the building, I'm there, bro.
In. We're all going.
See a Tyson fight live? I don't care if
come
16.
On. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We might like, it's going to be July. We might not tailgate in the parking lot. I don't know about that.
No, we'll just pregame at somebody's crib.
Yeah.
I like these training montages, too. He looks pretty good. They get him on some good angles. He's rocking a full gray beard,
looks
bald
quick.
Head. He is a little bit leaner than he was when he fought Roy Jones. So maybe he wants to try to put on a better show and give the fans what we want, which is to see Jake Paul on his back with a bloody face. Knocked out.
Yes.
You know, that's what we want.
Yes.
That's what we want.
Okay, we got to run, Nation. When we come back, we're cross-talking with the Get Right, see what Reg and CA have to say about this story and others next here on The Fan. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now to catch up with the Get Right, tonight's configuration, Reggie and CA. Gentlemen, good evening.
What up, what up?
How we doing?
Oh, what's happening? We got
Rodas is throwing things.
We got Whataburger.
Studio goes happening in here.
Yeah. We are fired up, by the way, about Whataburger and everything they're going to do for you and us here as our sponsor of opening day coverage coming up in 2.5 weeks. You guys have a good weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, solid weekend. Even though, like, I just did responsible stuff, something about seeing the sun out, especially for longer hours, makes everything work better.
But the end of the weekend, the daylight savings time, I think everybody's feeling a little bit different.
Yeah.
Just a little bit different.
For sure. I was dragging a little. You know, just feel like the biorhythms maybe are altered. You know, things just aren't as in sequence as I'm used to. But
you think it'll go away? You think they'll vote it out? Like they, like some states, they don't even participate.
Like Arizona, I wouldn't mind it. You know,
me either.
I wouldn't mind it. I would like if they keep it light late. You know, that's what I like about right now. I'm willing to deal with darkness in the morning, but I want to be able to get out of here and have a couple of hours of sunlight to maybe hit a patio, get some chips and salsa or chips and hot sauce, as Brian calls it.
I love chips and hot sauce. You know that, Dawson.
I do.
Yeah, if they would just...
Is that Tabasco you're just splashing on there?
Some Cholula?
It was a big discussion we had one day.
A little bit of Louisiana. You know.
Louisiana tortilla chips?
I called it hot sauce, right? It was just regular old salsa,
Just splashing some Texas pizza on there.
That's right. I think we should keep it. I enjoy it, if for nothing else than... I mean, look, how many instances of small talk do you have that you know are just going to instantly work? Every time. You can bat 1,000 by throwing out this daylight saving time talk.
There you go.
And so, you know, we need that. We need that to keep people together in these trying and divisive times.
Mm-hmm. That was definitely the number one topic around the water cooler across the country today.
Exactly. And people need on a Monday, people need that.
And you know, your
microwave. Wait a minute now, Reggie. I was going to ask you, you're surprised all these running backs are getting paid, aren't you?
Yeah.
I saw your tweet.
For sure. Like, I was fully in the place where I was like, look, the market looks like it's going to be fully a buyer's market. And we already have seen the ways in which running back salaries have been devalued prior to having all these guys out there. So I was really expecting it to get real nasty. And I guess if you were someone who is inclined to argue on the side of owners against collusion, looking at the ways that there's been a little bit of money coming out, not like a wild spigot of money, right, turned on, but like there's a decent amount of money going around. I was like, oh, okay, good for these guys.
We've never seen a class like this, though.
True.
That's
very true.
That's why people can't. That's why people can't help themselves.
That's a good word, dude.
Yeah. I don't know.
Spigot.
They just pop. They just pop up. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, a lot of big words for Reg.
I apologize.
I love listening. I get.
I just learned how to pronounce
night.
Divisive. You know, I thought
it was
divisive.
I did put a little bit of pretentious sauce on that there. I realized it as I said it. And I was like, you know what? We're just gonna ride with that one.
I thought you were talking some kind of mathematical term.
It's the daylight saving
it's
time.
The derivative.
It's got me. That's what it is, you know?
Derivative, yes.
Yeah. I think I like to fall back, though. I can't get past losing the hour.
Yes.
No, like, as good as gaining the hour is, when you lose the hour, it's such a jam.
Small kids out waiting for buses in the dark now because you've moved forward.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It is a problem.
You know, that's what I'm saying. They might sick.
Well, you have a daughter, and all of a sudden you're concerned about.
Yeah, I'm concerned about
bus schedule.
Get a perspective shift. Quite unlike any other. Cowboys are the only team to do nothing still, guys.
Wait, Seattle got something done?
Seattle got something going.
Yeah, they did something.
Oh, wow.
So we're sitting in a spot now.
Special program that you got here.
It's unique. It
we're
is.
All in, boys. Don't worry about it.
What do you think they're thinking over there? It's all
Mayday,
good.
Mayday.
Are we going for a rebuild? Is this or is this just business as usual?
It does feel quietly like a rebuild, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're getting a bunch of comp picks for next year.
Yes.
You're going to need a new center. We're going to get a new left tackle. We're all in, but really... We're all out, and we're rebuilding this thing.
It's fine. We have the Stars getting ready to kick ass, take names. The Mavs are playing some pretty good basketball, and the Rangers are champs. We have more than enough to keep our sports plate full 12 months out of the year. If that's what the Cowboys want to do, not add good players, maybe miss the playoffs, get a better draft pick, I'd say I've been waiting for that for over a decade. You guys had the window open to go for it for 10 years. You never really went for it.
I got to tell you something funny.
What's up?
I saw this online. There was a picture from last night's Academy Awards. This is about the Cowboys, by the way. Picture from last night's Academy Awards where Danny DeVito was standing next to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Incredible scenes.
It twins.
Yes. They didn't even lean into the twins of it all.
Hold on. They didn't leave twins.
Penguin.
Somebody put underneath that. There's your new Cowboys backfield, Derrick Henry and Deuce Vaughn.
Oh, that's good.
There's no way they think Deuce Vaughn's a piece of this backfield, do they?
He's the only one signed right now.
Big Deuce Vaughn. Deuce what has he done?
Yeah, that
he's got AIDS.
He hadn't had a chance yet.
I can't engage Special in this team. Conversation. But the K-State in me refuses.
My bad. I saw the Seattle news, but it was actually them losing their linebacker to the Dolphins.
So. No, it's okay because they just re-signed their tight end Noah Fant.
Hey,
so you're in the clear here.
All right,
Noah Fant, who apparently has been out here liking stuff. All the negative comments towards Shane Waldron, who's moved on to the Bears.
The Bears, yes.
So yeah, and it seems like nobody liked that guy's offense coordinator.
What do you guys want to see tonight for the Mavs? I think this is a must-win game if we want to get out of this play-in situation. You got to start picking up all these games against 500 teams.
You've got to win the games you're supposed to. The good news for Maverick fans, if you're wondering, can they, will they, should they? This year, they are 20-5 against teams who are below 500. And that's great news because from this point forward, they have the third easiest schedule in the NBA.
Nice.
And these last 18, 19 games, it's loaded with teams like you play Detroit again, you play San Antonio, I think you play Atlanta.
But then they got OKC in Denver next week.
But they beat OKC.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think they still have three more against the Warriors.
They got the Warriors.
There's a little pause.
They got the Warriors three times, but Steph Curry's got a sprained ankle. He may not play tomorrow or Wednesday.
So for me, if you watch that Detroit Pistons game, which sorry if you had to do that, but that was a team that got dragged into some nasty basketball with the Pistons, and so they played around with their food. Don't do that against the Bulls. Start strong. That's what I would like to see.
That's a great point. Yeah, they get the Jazz twice. They get the Rockets twice. Mm-hmm. They get Atlanta, like you said, and Detroit again.
Yep.
Hornets are in there.
I mean, the schedule is made to be taken if you don't play around with your food, like Rich said.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, they've done so this year. Unlike last year, where they kept losing to these games, the teams they should have beat, this year they've been handled up 20-5.
Well, here they come to get right. Reggie and CA this evening, 7-11, thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating that video. Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup there at Master Control with his Whataburger shirt on. Woolchuck and Schiafalo and Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation, Eddie.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.